Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Box.com, NatureBox, one of our first sponsors.
Day ones. Still riding with my day ones.
What are they? What do they do?
I don't even know.
Really?
Let's start the episode.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think that's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Of course.
NatureBox sort of makes it easy for you to be eating healthy and delicious nutritionist-approved snacks. And what they do is that they send it to you in the mail. You don't have to pay for shipping. They will send you snacks in the mail so that you no longer have to go to the store and buy shitty snacks.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sounds pretty good. And it tastes pretty good.
Nice.
Let's start the show.
No, we're not done yet.
Okay.
They send us snacks. We eat them all the time. They're delicious. We'd pay for them if we have to. Luckily, we don't.
We get them for free because we do the podcast.
Y'all don't.
Let's start the show.
Enough. Okay. Let's start the show. We have a little bit more to get through.
I'm sorry.
They think that you'll like their snacks so much that they're straight up willing to send you snacks for free.
Free
Not
snacks.
Like the full size, but samplers.
Sampler pack for a sample snack.
Very nice.
And I won't say it, but I do want to do the honor when it's time.
Okay.
I think that's why I've been eager jumping
you know.
The gun a little.
I will let you know.
Let me know.
You can start that free trial right now.
Start the free trial. I thought you were saying the other.
I know. And I'm not yet. But I'll tap you on the wrist just like that when we're ready.
Like that?
Yep.
No. Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was a trial.
Yeah, starting now.
Okay, and it'll feel like what you just did.
Exactly that.
Before.
Okay, so not that yet.
Okay.
If you want that free trial, if you want the free snacks, all you have to do is go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. That's right. If you want free food delivered to you in the mail, go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou. If you do that and you do end up ordering NatureBox because you like what you taste, please forward us that receipt to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com and we'll give you a shout out next time we endorse NatureBox. If you don't believe us, the following people last time did, and their names are
Ryan S.
Keep going.
Joe S.
You're doing great.
Max S.
Yes.
Clint W.
Perfect.
Danny H.
And?
Nathan K.
Furthermore?
George C.
Holy shit, George Carlin himself.
Amazing.
Insane. So, yes, please check him out. Naturebox.com/ifiwereyou if you're at an office or if you're at a home and you're in charge of your own sense of well-being and you want snacks to be delivered to you without paying for shipping. Naturebox.com. They have new snacks every month. What were the new snacks this month?
Oh, actually, there are some pretty good ones. They had jalapeno white cheddar popcorn. Delicious. Blueberry Greek yogurt pretzels. Come on. Sriracha pop-pops.
Pop-pops are good. Yeah. I feel like you'd like those the most.
I do.
You already like the sriracha shit.
Yeah.
And then you like the pop-pops shit. And if they put them together.
The jalapeno white cheddar popcorn is a game changer. You like smart food?
Molly, if you're listening.
Molly, please.
We need another box.
Ms. Ringwald.
I appreciate it. All right. That's it. That's our show. Please enjoy this episode. And things got real. Bye.
And let's start the show, you piece of shit.
You're Jake and Amir. I think I got a problem. It's becoming pretty grande, but you, Ariana, no to solve them. My Mondays don't get real enough. I need the pinch in a mirror to get my spirit up. If I were you, show emailing your problems at. If I were you, show they probably won't get answered at. If I were you, show Chicken Amir's podcast starts now.
I liked that. It was raw. It was real. The energy was true.
You'd be a good music executive. What else you got?
So we don't think it has the sound.
There's a certain sound we're looking for. Inexplicable, to be sure. You don't have it.
I have it, actually.
And it goes like
isn't it cry? Like, music is just like you're about to cry, right? That's how that guy's saying.
If music is like you're about to cry, and acting is like you're about to fart. I think those are the two things.
You sort of like you're like he's about like if you could solve them. Doesn't it sound like I'm a little bit about to cry?
Oh, that's good. Because why else would you write a song or sing?
Right, because I'm lonely.
I'm about to be. I'm on the precipice of losing my shit. I can only express it in a song. Oh, here we go.
That should be the chorus of a love song.
Well, just a person crying, wailing. Well, love songs are sometimes happy. It's either sad or happy.
Right.
That's when you write a song. You're like, all right. Sad song or happy song? Sad. Uh-oh. About to cry.
But happy songs are sad, too. Happiness never lasts.
That's
the happy songs are the saddest ones because they're people deluding themselves into thinking that something is good.
Okay, so you have depression.
Yeah.
I think happy songs are sad. I think sad songs are true.
People finding joy breaks my heart very often.
That song is written by... Oh, they said, at Su Young tweets and at Norm the Storm. I, Ariana, know that you're going to use this song.
He does like the grande puns.
Yeah.
He does, and he knew. He called it.
And he
the
got
babe
it.
Called his shot.
That'd be funny if the babe called his shot and got like a triple. It's like, still pretty good. I called it. No, you called a home run. I called that I'd hit it.
And I called it in that direction. And it bounced off the fence just like I intended it.
Now I'm going to call an intentional walk.
You know, actually, an interesting Babe Ruth fact. He called several shots before he hit one.
Yeah,
he grounded out to the pitcher his last 9 at-bats every single time, calling it for deep left.
Yeah. And then the one time he did it. There's also no video of that. It's just a picture.
Wow. Actually, and he didn't. He actually only called his shot once, right?
I don't know.
No, I definitely made my part up.
So, what is this? This is If I Were You, the only advice... How did that?
Rewind.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Babe Ruth.
Holy shit. We're coming to Australia for real this time. Don't believe me? I have dates. I have specific
dates.
We
got hard facts right now.
You want me to pull them up? Should I have done that already? Sure, of course. Of course we should have. Here we go. One time. Ready?
Yeah.
You want the
dates? Hasn't loaded yet.
Yeah, no, of
course
not. Hasn't
loaded? Are you scrolling? Are you searching?
Got it. Okay, here it is. Drum roll.
No.
Of course. Tuesday, the 9th of June, at the Gov in Adelaide. Wednesday, the 10th of June, at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne. Melbourne. Thursday, the 11th of June, Metro Theater in Sydney. In Sydney.
I hope there's just people that aren't understanding where these shows are. Their credit cards are out, ready to buy tickets.
Friday, June 13th, at the Hi-Fi in Brisbane. And Sunday.
Do you know Bane got a Bris?
Really?
At the end
in Brisbane.
End of, The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, and then his son Mel was born. Named Sydney. Nice. Cut this joke out. Sunday.
Rewind.
Sunday, the 14th of June at the Capitol Theater in Perth. 5 cities. If you don't live close to any one of those cities and you're still in Australia, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
We came to 5 cities on all, like,
in a
all
different,
over the place, in a ginormous circle around the entire continent.
In a different hemisphere. There's a great chance we will never go back to Australia.
Yeah.
So don't be like, oh, maybe I'll go next time. We're flying 11,000 miles, people. Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth. Links to tickets that are available on sale right now on our website, ifireyoushow.com.
That's correct.
Those are going to be fun.
Yeah.
Those are going to be epic.
Epic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We should say that Streeter is also coming.
Yes.
He's going to be doing stand-up,
oh,
and then we're going
to
be doing a live podcast.
I love Streeter.
Yeah.
Streeter's my best favorite friend.
I'll also be there.
Who?
I will also
And I'll perform with you, and then I'll get to hang out with Streeter.
Yeah.
I'm already fantasizing about what we'll talk about and do.
What you're going to talk about with Streeter?
Yeah, like movies and shows that we've both seen, or maybe even things that we haven't. Like, hey, have you seen The Jinx? And Streeter will say no, and I'll be like, you should check it out.
You fantasize about that.
I daydream about it.
And then what about performing, doing a live podcast with me?
It'll be amazing to perform in front of our Australian fans. The company I have on stage is irrelevant. I'll imagine you're Streeter, and I'll imagine every person in the audience is Streeter in his underwear.
Oh. That really puts me at ease. We're going to be hanging out in Melbourne before our tour and Sydney after. We should say that.
Yeah, if you want to chill with us.
Yeah, so hit me up.
So even if you live in the States or if you live in Europe or whatever, come at least hang with us in Sydney.
Oh, that's a big ask. Of course, I mean, that's a big ask.
Yeah, it's
you
big,
know that.
But it'll be fun.
That's a cross-world
If someone
flight.
Does it, forward me the plane ticket. I'll take you around with me.
For you've earned it.
I take that back, by the way. I definitely won't do that.
Offer rescinded. So please do check us out. We're coming to do, it's our all live podcast, 5 dates in Australia. We'll probably talk about it a lot more, but this is the official reveal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we get started?
Yeah. What is the show? Well, people are in sticky situation and they write us emails and they ask for our help. And here we offer it. Shall we get started?
We shall get started. Bad.
Oh, come on.
All right. We need a guy's name.
Streeter.
Nice. Hey, guys. I've been going out with my girlfriend for 4 months now. We're freshmen in college, and before me, she dated this guy in high school on and off for 3 years. They're friends now, but over winter break, when he was drunk, he told her he still had feelings for her and that she should dump me. She told him no, and that they would either be friends or he had to stop speaking to her. So far, not a problem. But then, since then, she's been calling him kinda often, usually whenever she's upset. When I was drunk last week, I confessed how much it bothered me, and she said that I was being ridiculous, but she would tone it down. Then today, the first day of spring break, he invited her to stay in his apartment for a couple days so that she could, quote, get out of the house a little. And she asked me if she could go. Should I be concerned? I don't trust this guy, and I want to trust my girlfriend, but the whole thing just seems off. What should I do? Thanks, Streeter.
I guess he's in one of his first relationships. This is where we've talked about it before.
He's giving rare to give her too much slack. Usually we talk about like a guy being too jealous. It's like, relax, she can talk to other guys.
Right. Well, I think there's also when you're in your first relationship, you don't necessarily know the norms.
You don't know the rules.
I think sometimes it's dangerous to trust your instincts because we're instinctually a little jealous.
Right.
But your instincts in this case are very correct. I think this is an absurd ask. I think this is it's strange. It's uncouth.
Is it grounds for termination?
I personally, if I had a girlfriend and she asked me if she could go stay with her ex-boyfriend
just to get away,
I would say, of course you can. Sure, go and you can do whatever you want because we are no longer together.
Yeah, it's free will. You can literally, you're a free agent now. You can stay there. You didn't even have to come back. Right.
Ask permission. She doesn't have to. Like she can do it. But what are the consequences that you are offering? Like, okay, yeah, of course you can do that. And one of the things that I'll do if you do that is that I won't be with you anymore.
Yeah, you can't disallow things, but you can just say quite frankly, if you do that, I don't want to be here on the other end.
You can make your rules.
Yeah.
So if she sleeps over her ex's house,
that's a no-no.
That's
a three striker.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't trust this guy. Of course you don't trust. Like, I wouldn't trust your girl at this point. She calls him when she's upset.
Yeah, that's not okay. You don't have
to sleep over his house.
An ex-boyfriend confidant.
Yeah.
I just can't talk to you about it.
How about you talk to me when you're upset and you sleep over my place if you need to get out of your house?
No, I really trust Harvin.
He does have a sick name.
What if? Should he say that she can do it as long as she puts her ass into it?
You could do it, put your ass into it.
What do you mean?
I could do it, put your... No, she says you could do it, put your back into it. I could do it, put your ass into it. Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway, we're breaking up.
All right, yeah. Sure. LL Cool J felt like he couldn't really do it unless she put her ass into it.
And I wholeheartedly agree.
It's a beautiful song. Sex is sort of like a mutual... you need both people's energy working towards one goal of a simultaneous orgasm. I think that's what LL is saying.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, I'm not just going to, like, pound it, like, right. If you're not into it. Like, you got to be, like, grind it up on me. And she's like, well, I'm going to grind up on you, but you got to, like, go at it. And he's like, I'm going to do that for us.
Oh, I
it's
see.
It's really romantic.
Yeah. Like, you can't just lay there.
Yeah.
And neither can the lady. I guess you could.
Well, yeah, you could, but then it's not a very enjoyable experience, and I think that's what LL is really getting at.
Oh, and it's about the duopoly of man.
We're really bad music execs.
Is this song about the duopoly? I guess. It's mostly about grinding against my dick.
Sure. So, break up.
Break up? Not, hey, I don't approve.
I think, I don't know, I'm a little, this would rub me so the wrong way.
Yeah.
If I had to say, I would want my girlfriend to, on her own accord, reject the offer of staying at her boyfriend, her ex's house.
Yeah, it seems like an empty gesture if, like, I don't really feel comfortable.
Do you mind if I do that? I'm like, I mind that you even want to. I mind that you think it's a good
idea.
All
right, I won't do it then.
Because I said that?
Well, I feel like you sort of, I'll have that hanging over me the whole time when I'm at his house.
Good. So the one reason that you don't want to sleep over your boyfriend's is because I'll be upset.
I think you've ruined
that. Not because
that.
You don't have feelings for him or think it's a good idea.
I just want to get out. I don't know. I called him when I was upset the other day, and he's like, you want to just get out, get away.
Yeah. This is over. It's over.
She can't like another guy this much and you at the same time.
Right.
Let's keep with the theme of kind of bad girlfriends.
It's rare, because mostly guys are bad.
So this is good. We need another name. Can I suggest Crocodile Dundee?
Sure. I was going to suggest John, which is Streeter's middle name, but...
Well, we're going to run out of names really quickly if we do that.
No, Streeter, John, Mr. Seidel, Streety Bird.
Okay, so John.
There you go.
John Wright.
Why Crocodile Dundee, though?
He's Australian.
Got it.
Right.
That'd be nice, too.
We'll save it for the next one. Hey, guys. So my girlfriend came and went recently. I'm 23 now, and my girlfriend and I, dating for a year and a half, had made plans to go out and have dinner right after I finished work, which was at 6:30 p.m. From the morning to the time I got off work, she said she was going to spend the day with her grandmother and sister watching a movie and going shopping for a gift for me, then meet me just as I got off work. This was fine and all, but what came after was the real problem. As soon as I got off work, she calls me to tell me that her grandmother, her sister, and herself are getting a tattoo together. She then tells me to meet up with them, but I decline because I don't want to spend my time, my birthday time, at a tattoo shop. Plus, hanging out with her grandmother and sister isn't exactly the most fun thing to do. She apologizes and says that she will be at home as soon as possible, and that we can just watch a movie at home and spend the remainder of the night together. Even though I was still pissed about her completely abandoning our plans, I agreed to do that. I go home, and hours go by, and I still haven't heard from her at all. 11:30 p.m. rolls around, and it's been 5 hours from when she said she would be home soon. Tired from work and tired of waiting, I decide to give up and go to bed. Soon after that, she shows up drunk, which pushed me overboard. If she would have said she was going to pull this stunt, I could have spent time with my friends, but instead I was left to spend my birthday alone. Would you guys find this to be a major problem moving forward in the relationship? Of course there will be several more birthdays to celebrate, but to me it just felt like she didn't care one bit to follow through with our plans. Is this something worth breaking up over, or is it honestly not that big of a deal? Thanks. Love, John.
Johnny boy. What do you think?
It's interesting because, like, I like to pride myself on not caring. Like, if a girlfriend didn't give me a gift, it wouldn't break my heart.
Right.
But then, like, the next step is, like, she wants to take me out for my birthday, and instead she got drunk with her grandmother and got tattoos.
Yeah, I think the hard thing I'm grappling with is, like, a tattoo with your grandma's. Like, I think that I would really support that activity.
Yeah.
It's too bad that it happened on his birthday when she was, like, actively promising him they were going to hang out and...
I mean, how cool
can you... And she was going to buy him a gift.
How cool can you be? Where you're like... Oh, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. All right, that doesn't bother
me. That's fine.
And now I've spent home alone while you got drunk with your grandmother getting a tattoo on my birthday.
Yeah.
And on my dime.
I think I would break up with that person. They seem to be very, very uncaring.
We need a breakup gong. They're just like, and survey says,
would it ever, would we ever not ring the breakup gong?
Well, I think this, for me, I feel like this is in between not caring and breaking up. Like, you can just say, hey, that's not a good thing. I feel like I've given you a very lenient leash and you've taken advantage of it.
Right.
And now, like, I hate to, like, say that you have to spend time with me, but it was bad that you didn't on my birthday and you let me high and dry and I fell asleep alone on my birthday because you went out with your grandmother. And then let's see if she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Or if she's like, I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah. All you can ever do is tell the person how something made you feel.
Yeah.
And then see what they do with the information.
Yeah.
And then, like, based on her reaction, I guess that's when you decide to break up. So you say, I felt very abandoned and sad and hurt by what you did.
Sure.
And she either says, I'm so sorry, it'll never happen again. Or she says, what are you talking about? I went out and got drunk with my gram. Are you really going to be like this? I'll get you a gift later. It's just a birthday. Also, if you've only been together for a year and a half, isn't this then your first birthday?
There's a 50% chance it's the second.
All right.
I did the probability in my head while you were talking.
Amazing.
Yeah. Because there's a chance, you know, that within the first 6 months of the relationship, the birthday was happening in that half year, give or take a leap year, if it's a year and a half. So let's say the birthday is between January and the end of June, and they got together in January, and now it's the end of June. So there's a 50% chance that the birthday happened in the first half of the year. This would be the second birthday.
We just got the email. So this happened like a couple weeks ago? That doesn't change anything?
Well, according to the email, they've been together for a year and a half.
Right.
So if it's indeed exactly 18 months, then there's a 50% chance that this is the second birthday.
I still don't get it, and I'm not even close to understanding.
So when's your birthday?
August 5th.
Okay,
so
if you started dating someone January 1st, and now it's the end of June, you've only celebrated your birthday once.
Right.
And if your birthday is, my birthday is January 18th, we would have celebrated it twice. And what's the difference between my birthday and yours in terms of celebrating it is that mine occurred in the first half of the year. And what's the probability of my birthday happening in the first 6 months?
I still don't get it.
This just becomes a tutoring.
I really don't get it. But here's didn't this birthday just happen?
Yeah.
So we can deduce when his birthday is.
So let's say his birthday. Let's say this email came today, and it's March 9th today.
Okay. There's still a 50% chance that they were together. Okay.
Oh, if it's a year and a half. Oh, you're saying since the birthday is happening right now, then it's probably, then it would be the second time they celebrated the birthday.
And it would be the second time?
Yeah, it would have to be the second time. Okay. That's a good call. So you're correct, unless that's not what you meant.
That is what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. This has to be the second time.
But that's halfway what I meant. Because I was saying, well, if it's his birthday now, and like, doesn't it have to mean that there was only one? But I stupidly got you to find a smart thing because something didn't sit right with me.
Right.
So that's good.
If it's your birthday now and you've been dating for 18 months, then this has to be your second birthday.
All right. I totally forget the point that I needed to make from that. But I think it was just that, like, I guess, like, if it's a first birthday and she's setting up a pretty bad precedent.
Right.
But if it's the second one, maybe she's just being like, oh, they're, like, less important. A year and a half is a long time. You're, like, past the honeymoon season.
You know what would be funny is sorry, were you done? I just thought of a funny thing. The guy stewing at home, right, fucking watching The Daily Show, getting, like, really annoyed the girl's not texting her back. Knock on the door, she's smashed, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so fucking frustrated. And then the girl is like, Graham, sister, check this out. Reveal tattoos, happy birthday, John. And he can't. He's stuck feeling like, oh my God, I was so mad. But wow, what a gesture. I feel like everything is good now.
Yeah. Would you? I'd be freaked the fuck out.
Well,
yeah, if she was at least late doing something really, really nice,
that was her gift.
Yeah.
So the grandma got happy. She got birthday, and the sister got John. Oddly enough,
what?
Yeah. So he's like,
grandma got birthday?
Yeah.
Because she's going to die soon. Yes, so as soon it's just going to be happy John. And John is anything but happy about what just happened.
It's an ironic tat, to be sure. So go for the honesty and say, that didn't sit well with me. And see how she reacts. If she's like, "That's you're overreacting."
Right.
I got a drunken tattoo with my grandma. Chill.
Why couldn't you do that any day that wasn't my birthday?
That is such a weird decision that she made. But at the same time, she doesn't want to let her grandmother down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do in that situation. She did invite him to the tattoo parlor.
Oh, holy shit. We're on team grandma now.
No, I think she fucked up. I guess it's not grounds for immediate termination. Yeah, it's ground for an immediate discussion.
Yeah, for sure. And then based on the discussion, we can take things accordingly.
Yeah. Follow up, pup, please.
Let us know.
Need more information.
Let us know what the tattoo says.
Yeah.
Also, check our math on the 50% thing. I'd love to get someone even smarter than me to figure it out. I think we got to the bottom of it.
Good.
This is the second birthday together.
I went into a coma.
Guaranteed. Unless he was born on a leap year. Now, February 20th. Okay. I don't know. Oh, shit. Another girlfriend question.
Great. This is the shitty girlfriend episode.
Well, not necessarily shitty, but not...
These first two girlfriends have been shitty. We don't have to be diplomatic all the time.
But this one, I don't know if this one is.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's find out. Name?
Mr. Seidel.
Nice. I think that took us all by surprise. So something went down the other day with my GF. We've been going out for nearly 3 months, and things have been amazing. She's a perfect match for me, and I've never been happier, although because we don't see each other much out of uni, we haven't had the chance to be real with each other and connect on an emotional level, which is something I'm really looking forward to. Regardless, we get along great when we're together and text all the time. However, my problem is this. We were studying and joking around the other day, and I said that she reminded me of a combination of Alison Brie and Zooey Deschanel. This was just meant to be a bit of harmless fun and a very prestigious compliment from my point of view, but I think she took it the wrong way. She looked at me in a strange way and wasn't very talkative after. What did I do wrong? Do girls not like to be compared to other girls, especially celebrities? Has this ever happened to you guys? How can I make it right? Thanks, Mr. Seidel.
Yeah, this is she's not shitty.
No. She's not?
I mean, it sounds like there's just something, I don't know, something weird happened.
But what if she's upset about, I think she's upset about that. That's not nice.
You think that she's upset by the compliment?
I think so.
I feel like something else might be going on.
Oh, but what if she,
a lot of time when, in my experience, when a girl gets upset and I think I know why.
You're wrong.
Almost all the time.
I never
get. Our brains literally, like, they work so differently.
Right. It's like, do you really not know why I'm mad?
It's like a cop saying, do you know why I pulled you over? You don't want to admit like some other, like,
yeah, if you're 25%
sure. Actually your taillight's out, but you were speeding too.
Damn it.
Fuck. Double the tickets.
Why don't you tell me why you're mad at me, police officer?
Is it because I have lots of unpaid tickets,
you know,
and a DUI and I shouldn't be riding the car?
You look like Robert Patrick. But let's just say this is true, and this girl got mad because her boyfriend compared her to other celebrities. I can commiserate with this to some extent. I don't know if this is a good thing, but I constantly see lookalikes that people will or will not agree with.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that person looks a lot like this, or that person's a bizarro this. I do that a lot. True or false?
You do all the time.
Yeah. Actors, regular people, whatever. So when I see a girl, I'm like, oh, she looks like... she kind of looks like... I will say like, oh, you kind of look like... John F. Kennedy. And she does kind of look like John F. Kennedy. Well, and sometimes I'm like, oh, this girl looks like Gwyneth Paltrow. And I don't mean she's as attractive as one or the other. So, like, don't take the good thing as a compliment or the ugly thing as an insult.
Right.
And you really do look like that person
you
to
resemble.
Me.
I yeah, think and telling I a girl she looks like JFK would be pretty damning.
I know, but I'm not... What I'm trying to say is you can be hot and look like someone ugly, and you can be ugly and look like someone hot. My brother's friend once said, everybody has a Nick Nolte and a Gary Busey. There's an ugly version celebrity of me, and then there's an attractive celebrity of me.
It's pretty poignant.
And it doesn't mean that I'm ugly as the ugly celebrity or as hot as the attractive celebrity.
Right.
And that's, I've had this conversation with girls before.
And they get upset. They're like, you shouldn't, you told me I looked like, well, I mean, if you had a conversation with, who did you tell looked like JFK?
That's just an example of like, right. But I think people look a lot like people. I don't know why.
Is there a time in your life when that somebody got upset with you for saying
that? Yes. I can't remember a specific time, but I'm always like, you know, you look like this person.
And they take it the wrong way.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't think she's attractive. I'm like, I don't fucking care if she's attractive or not. I just think if I took my glasses off, you guys would resemble each other. And if they are attractive, then and like the sometimes the other person will get mad about that. Like, oh, I don't think I look like Ginger from Gilligan's Island. I'm like,
I guess
you should. She was kind of hot. Also, I'm not saying that you're hot. I'm just saying that you look
like
her.
This sounds like a kind of argument, or not even argument, just like a weird little thing that you move right past, though. Like, I don't think this is a birthday or a talking to an ex thing. This is like, you look like Alison Brie meets Zooey Deschanel.
Two attractive ladies.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to be like, hey, what's up? Just be like, all right, said the wrong thing. And that's fine.
Right. But is it fine? They're mad. Why are you mad at me?
Well, they're not mad. You're just like, okay, that's, I don't want to talk about that. Is that bad? I feel like that you can do that. You could just be like, we're not going to talk about this. This is sort of also a tangent, but I am tired of people saying, this relationship is perfect, everything's great, it's been 3 months and we don't know each other, and here's the first bad thing that happened. It's not good then. It's not great.
It's just
you're writing to
knowing.
Us because something bad happened. It's not perfect.
You're
you also don't know
mark.
Her. You don't know her.
And it's so quick too, 3 months. Like, we've been together for 3 amazing weeks and nothing bad has happened so far, except for this pretty big blow up.
Yeah.
Like, this pitcher's pitching a perfect game, but there was a recent home run. So it's not a perfect game. There's a little stumbling block.
Right. It's a pitcher pitching a perfect game, but he hit 7 batters and walked in 5 runs.
It's a no hitter, at least. At the very least, a no hitter.
We're down 4.
Yeah. It's not 27 up, 27 down, I assure you. And here's another thing. Can you apologize for something you don't feel bad about?
I think you can, because you are sorry for the way something made somebody feel. You're
right.
Like, he wouldn't say, like, I'm sorry, I realize that I shouldn't be drawing comparisons, if you think that's fine. But you would say, I'm sorry that my comparison made you feel bad. That wasn't my intended
intent.
But what is it they say? You never want to, like, put feeling on someone. But that's not putting a feeling. She's said that she's upset. So you would say, I'm sorry that what I did caused you to feel any way, and that's not what I wanted at all.
Even though I don't think that was an insult.
But you wouldn't add that, because that's unsaid. You keep that in your heart, and you know that I never admitted fault, right?
Oh, that's good.
So you say, in my heart, I'm not admitting fault, but you aren't saying that out loud. And then you say, I made you feel this way, and it was wrong. Of course, I meant to say something that made you smile, knowing that you don't like to be compared to people going forward. I won't do that. You're your own beautiful, amazing person.
And then if it helps, you can say the first part to yourself, so you mouth it.
As a little mantra.
Yeah.
I admit no fault. I admit no fault.
I'm sorry with how you felt. I'm not saying that I'm wrong. However,
on your inhales, you say, no fault. I'm really, really sorry about everything. Admit no fault. And I shouldn't have made you feel inadequate.
The girl's just staring at him, wondering why. What did I do to be in this relationship?
Yeah, I think for me, I might not even ever bring it up again. There's such a major chance that she was like stressed out about her test that you guys are studying for, that she had a long day, that like a million things are going on in her head, and she doesn't even realize that she brushed off the compliment, but just that it didn't resonate with her, so she didn't smile or react like you thought she might. So the end.
Is that so wrong? Ugh, chicks, dude. I swear.
I know,
if
dude.
One more chick gets mad at me, I'm going to be, I think, upset.
You told Zooey Deschanel she reminded you of Alison Brie.
I told Alison Brie she reminded me of Brie cheese, and she got so upset. I once told a girl she looked like a sandwich with 2 olives on top, and they got mad at me.
Why?
I don't know. Her face looked like a bologna sandwich
with
2 eyes.
You had an ex-girlfriend who said looked like JFK after he was assassinated.
Oh, God.
And that was fucked.
Yeah, especially when she moved her head back and to the left. All right, let's take a break, and then we'll be back with more of your requests. This is Vance and the Pinch coming at you.
V&P.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp.
Hola.
Do you think Australia will be more like Canada or England? Canada or...
It's like a weird Jeopardy.
Do you think Australia will be more like Canada or England?
What is England, Alex?
Survey says French Canada.
Ding, 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 ding. You're wrong.
Damn it.
We haven't really been to Canada.
We've been to Toronto.
We've been to Toronto and...
Montreal,
but we didn't even do a show in Montreal, and we've never done a podcast in Toronto or Montreal.
Okay, but you've been there. Everything is similar, but a little bit different.
Yeah, I guess that's... I sort of feel like Australia will feel more like Britain.
Because people will have accents there.
Yes.
That's cool. That's exciting.
I think it'll be really fun. I've never been to Australia. I never thought I would get the opportunity to go to Australia.
True. Nobody in my family has ever been to Australia.
Mine either.
I mean, yeah, my brother did a year abroad there.
And your dad is Australian.
For sure. But to say that he was there... would be a truth. So strike my comment from the record. Every city is going to be an insane party to me.
Yeah.
It really will.
You do realize we should focus just a little bit on performing and making the shows.
I want to black out in Perth and wake up in Adelaide.
Fuck it, dude, I'm convinced. Yeah. if you guys are listening, we got these shows. We'll be looking for Molly, weed, cocaine, Adderall.
Absolutely not.
Just so I can get fucked up after the show, and I'll be drinking and stuff during.
Right, you want to go on a 5-day bender,
yeah.
In which, in the middle of which, we'll be recording podcasts.
I think I deserve it because I'm getting paid and I'm getting a free vacation and I'm getting to perform, so I should also be allowed to get fucked up.
How fucking dare you?
Okay,
I think I'm gonna early to bed every night. And the thing with Australia is everything's a little wacky, so they're on a 22-hour day system over there. Did you know that? Yeah.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No. Bullshit. Yeah. Liar.
It's true.
Liar.
22.
Nope.
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
No, right, dude.
Right now, it's in L.A., it's Monday, 4:43 p.m.
Yeah.
In Australia, it's next Thursday, February 33rd. And the year is 2013.
Is that true?
It can't be.
That's amazing.
Holy shit.
We're going to a parallel universe.
Don't you get that?
You actually do a Virgin or a Qantas airline through a wormhole.
Oh, my gosh.
To get to Australia.
And you land upside down.
Yeah.
You land on the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
And then you get out.
And then you put another shrimp on the Barbie. Shrimp on the Barbie.
You can't go.
I won't.
No, like there's a warrant out for your arrest. You actually can't travel abroad.
Uh-huh.
And your passport has a giant hole through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a wormhole.
All right. Should we get to the one last question?
Uno más.
This one is about a dude, not about a potentially shitty girlfriend.
Cool.
Can we get one last dude's name? Trevor Butter on a pussy.
Thanks, Lil Wayne.
Thanks.
What is that name I used to call Streeter?
Street Meat?
Street Meat is what everybody else called him.
Striker.
Oh, I used to call him Striker.
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 I've been going through this weird stage in my life, writes Striker, where I just don't trust anyone anymore. I've had a weird string of bad things happening to me lately. Car crashes, getting into fist fights, getting arrested, breaking things, dodgy sales, and a whole lot more. The thing is, none of these things were my fault, but someone else's. And they all happened because I put my trust into someone I thought I could trust. Now, recently, I've been going out to the clubs and drinking and shit. Try shitting in a club toilet. Not fun at all. Anyways, I really like the challenge of picking up women, so I'm always the first to down a few schooners, and go on the prowl, getting fucking mortal with a beaut, Sheila, and then head back to Whoop Wool to finish the night. And I used to be really good at it as well, up until my most recent lapse of trust. You see, most of the time when I'm on my game, the night ends in her bed, or at least a taxi blowjay. But now I'm so nervous, I think that if I accidentally get a crazy chick, then she might actually bite my dick off, which is insane of me, I know. Anyways, this is seriously throwing me off of my game. Not only do I want my cock still attached to my body, but I just want to trust people some more. I need your advice on how to get over my trust issues, or at the very least, make sure that I don't get picked up by an escaped crazy chick. Please, Jake and Amir, you're my only hope. By the way, I'm really looking forward to your Australian show. I'm going to bring like 10 people.
Hey, perfect. I hope it's in Perth.
That's why I couldn't read a lot of these questions.
In Australia this insane?
Yeah. It's funny. It's like if I just read the last sentence, I really have trust issues. You wouldn't assume it's because he's been getting so many blowjobs, but now he doesn't trust the blowjobs because he's been getting into fights and he's afraid that a girl will bite his dick off.
This is the funniest. Like this entire email could be tightened up to one line.
Yeah.
I'm afraid a girl's going to bite my dick off when she blows me.
Thoughts?
That's so... I have the exact same fear.
Yeah.
Really quick, I do...
Oh, you do?
Never to the point where it's like, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
It really crosses my mind, you know? Like, it's a pretty vulnerable situation to be in, man.
Yeah, she's right.
That's
there.
That's my manhood.
Those are my boys.
Those are my boys down there. It's real close to her jumpers. If she got the urge and she wanted some cock meat, she could take me for a ride. She could one fell swoop. That shit's off. Clean off, man. Oh, yeah.
Bennett.
Oh, yeah. She'll swallow it. Uh-huh. Swallow your load. How about she swallows my chode? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll do that. Uh-huh.
What is that? Who are you?
I don't know.
No, yeah, I really think that all girls are going to bite my dick clean off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that'll happen.
Why would they?
I've got trust issues. Mostly, I don't trust a girl with my cock in her mouth. That's a no bueno, no go for me, huh?
So I'll pass on the blowjob, but who's to say that when we're not sleeping next to each other, she'll take a butter knife and try to cut my dick off? She really will try to cut my dick off.
A true crazy person can get your penis off no matter where you are, all right?
You mean?
Making out with a girl in the club, all of a sudden she's got a couple friends holding your arms up against the
wall.
Holy
shit.
It's a goddamn, dude.
It's
a public castration. Do you realize that?
Imagine a Velcroed sack of marbles to a wall. They're tugging away. How many pounds of pressure would it take to rip it clean
off?
Like
some kind of perverted pinata game where the prize is your blood.
They're ripping it open like a bag of peanuts.
Also, I take issue with him saying none of it's been my fault. If you're getting into fights and breaking things, you have to take some responsibility here.
Yeah,
Sounds like you might be a little bit destructive. A string of bad luck resulting only in other people's faults.
I've been this weird string of bad luck, and people keep punching me in the head.
Come on, buddy.
I can't quite tell why.
Based on him saying, other people have been bringing me bad luck, and then you openly admit to mistreating women at clubs. Some of it's deserved.
This is a hashtag hot person problem. This guy's so good at getting laid, he gets a taxi blowjay. That's his consolation prize.
Right. That's him not scoring.
Yeah, that's his strikeout. The coolest thing that can happen.
I think you just have to run the risk, assuming that most girls don't want to bite a penis off.
Because
that sounds
fair?
Like a pretty bad thing. Yeah. For somebody like, okay, I bet it's really hard to do that.
Yeah, you'd almost have to it couldn't be your own jaw strength. You'd have to fall and land and let the gravity just push your lower jaw into your top.
I think if somebody starts really trying to bite your dick off, just box their ears.
Excuse?
You know, it's just like, I'm like, I'm like, no, stop. And then I'm like, and then box their ears. I think self-defense course.
For only this guy.
Yeah, I don't know. My real answer is that I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think people are trying to bite your penis off.
Yeah.
Just try to be like, have a little tiny bit of character judgment with the people you're going home with. If they seem like they're even a slight risk for biting your penis off, don't. I bet the vast majority of people you'll feel like won't bite it off.
Yeah, or like what I tell myself when things are long shots, like how many blowjobs happen without the penis getting bit off? One in a million? And it's like you think you're that big of a deal that the one in a million is going to happen to you.
That's what I think about with like plane crashes.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing is like this fear is completely insane for sure, but it might be kind of good because. A fear he could really have is getting STDs.
Mm.
So yeah, your fear of your penis falling off is like sort of rooted in the reality of somebody could give you genital herpes or chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
And then your penis will hurt a lot and look deformed.
So it's good to have this irrational fear.
Right, because it sort of gives you real fear. And yeah, try to know the people that are blowing you a little bit.
This has been Jake Hurwitz. It's the end of a 40-minute speech.
I should, take some kind of safe sex course.
Yeah. I won't. Let me be clear. I will
but
not.
I should.
I will not take a course. But at the end of the day, I should take a course.
This has been Jake Hurwitz. Take my advice.
Peace out. All right. That's our time. Bonus Thursday episode is over. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, we start and end every episode with a new original theme song written by our fans. That first one was written by Soo-young Jang, and this last one was written by David Ho, and it's a Karen O cover. Everything, send it over to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Let's solve our problems.